Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Well, the last time, I think the last time is a different thing. The last time was a predetermined. He was on 5 days for the first time. He was throwing five innings. But in my mind, watching him today, like, his stuff was still good. He was still sharp. You know, he walked, I think it was Hoskins before that, got out of his delivery a little bit. So, a little bit was like, all right, here we go, let's see. And, you know, he stepped up and did it. But I think more importantly, it was because the stuff was still really good.
Yeah, the stuff was still really good. It was really good when they pulled him after 59 pitches against the Mets, too. Joining us now to discuss Jared Jones, the Pirates, among other things, is Pittsburgh Post-Gazette columnist Jason Mackey, and he's with us right now on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Before we get into the pure domination of Jared Jones, Jason, and thank you for joining us today, did it make sense what Derek Shelton said there? Like, does it make sense that he throws 59 pitches one start and 91 the next?
No, it doesn't. At least not in Derek Shelton's explanation. You said the stuff is still good. You're sort of inferring that the stuff the last time out wasn't good. It was tremendous. And you got a little too eager with the hook. And I think it's also possible that they just learned a lesson, that they did that wrong. Now, I wish they would come out and say, we did that wrong. We should have left Jared Jones in there a little bit longer. But no, they did the right thing last night. It was a tough situation for Jared Jones. They let him in there. You know, Bryce Perkins, I believe, was the hitter. Bases loaded. I was looking. I'm watching Shelton. I'm watching the bullpen. I'm thinking what they're going to do. And you know what? Let him pitch through that stuff, man. I hate pulling the kid after 59 pitches. And also, I think it just sends the completely wrong message to everybody else in the clubhouse. What they did last night sent the right message. So, no, I don't completely understand Shelton's explanation, but I do understand operating differently, and I'm glad they did.
Jason, with what Cruz did yesterday bouncing back, do you think it was just like a vote of confidence from Shelton and Charrington to say that we're going to stick with this guy and work through it? And, you know, there's been some discussion, even Crowley's brought it up, of maybe after a while, after 10 days, sending him back down to AAA. Do you think it was really just a confidence thing and his manager showing the confidence in him to go out there and do what he did yesterday?
Yeah, I think that probably meant something. And not only yesterday, Dorn, but just sticking with him, period. I don't agree with sending Cruz down to AAA. I understand why somebody might say that, to get him on his feet or whatever. I being around Cruz, I just don't think that would be received terribly well. They're giving him the opportunity to work through what he's working through. And he obviously has not been good. Too many strikeouts, all that stuff. And Shelton and Charrington have said, we're keeping you in there. Doesn't matter. You need to play. And I do think for a baseball player, for certain baseball players, that it does mean a lot. And we saw it just a completely different demeanor out of O'Neill Cruz. I was in the clubhouse post game, observing O'Neill's smile, body language. That stuff has not been there, man. It really hasn't. Like, this kid's just been grinding the bat, or, you know, squeezing the bat so tight. And last night he's laughing. You know, Rowdy Tellez is walking around the clubhouse, kind of screwing with him, looking at him funny, and Cruz is giggling. Like, this is the version of O'Neill Cruz we need to see. And what I also liked is just his approach at the plate, actually swinging. You know, maybe overswing at times, but being more aggressive.
As for Jared Jones, I mean, this is historic stuff from him through five starts. I mean, you go back to 1893 when Grover Cleveland was president, Jason, and only five times since then has somebody struck out seven-plus guys in their first five major league starts. The question is, I guess, are they going to let him keep doing it all year long? And do you like my idea of, if you're going to try to be careful with him, if you're trying to be careful with a guy like Paul Skeens, maybe you go to a six-man rotation so these guys can go deeper into games but also get that extra rest built in?
I don't disagree with you, Adam. I'm guessing your sixth would be Paul.
Yes.
And right.
Then, I mean, Priester, I don't know that I want him – I don't know that I want him taking a regular turn in the rotation. Like, I would rather it be Marco Gonzalez, but you got what you got.
Yeah, and I mean, Marco Gonzalez is nowhere near healthy right now. That's the only concern I have about a six-man rotation. Like, who's the six? If you can give me six competent starters, I don't like it, because I agree with you on Jared Jones, and that's kind of the elephant in the room right now, and I don't want to go there because it's just so darn fun watching him pitch. But, I mean, he's going to have an innings limit. I think he threw 120-ish last year. I mean, they're not going to go past 140, 150. So he's not going to go wire to wire and make 32 starts. He's just not, even if they're short. So I would hate to lose him later in the year. If you go six man, I do wonder, you know, in this era of Major League Baseball, and sometimes it feels like teams are just throwing stuff against the wall and hoping it sticks, why there hasn't been more of a six-man rotation approach and sort of spread that stuff out.
Well,
so, yeah,
real quick on that, Jason, not to cut you off here or cut you off, Doran. But I think that Rob Manfred, there's been some things that make baseball fans go, eh, but he's done a lot to help the game. We all know that pitching injuries are a big deal. I would love for rosters to get bumped up to 27 men, and then you could have maybe an extra starter for teams.
Yeah, I've also heard the inverse, Adam, and I don't know how I feel. I'm not presenting one as, you know, that it has to be this way or it has to be that way. But you have so many pitchers, and they're so eager to not actually let guys pitch. I know it sounds counterintuitive, but, you know, there's a movement in baseball where they want to tie the pitcher to the DH spot. The longer the starting pitcher goes, the longer you can keep your DH, sort of an incentive to do that. And I think the byproduct is not having guys throw 99, 100 if they're not capable of doing that. They want to actually settle in and pitch. So, I don't know. I worry that another roster spot might do that, but if I'm managing a team, I'm legitimately considering what you're talking about. Do I go with the six-man rotation and try to spread my starts out, especially if I have young guys?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jason, you were at the Mike Tomlin and Omar Khan press conference yesterday. What are your main takeaways from what they said?
That they're going to make a draft pick on Thursday, make more on Friday, make a couple on Saturday. I don't know, man. I was glad to go. I was glad to hear. My main takeaway might be that Mike Tomlin realizes everybody's watching him at pro days and then just goes another direction. Like that reporters do that. Reporters ask like bluff questions and go to people because they know the group is following them. I just thought that was fascinating. But, they said that they liked every position group. They said that they liked, you know, what they're going to be able to get in the draft. Like, I've never heard one of those press conferences where a general manager and a coach say they don't like what they have available to them. I just, you know, I'm still in the camp of drafting an offensive lineman, likely a center. I heard you guys yesterday. I think Doran might disagree with that take, and that's okay. But
thanks for listening.
Yeah, of course, always. They're gonna be able to get quality players. I certainly believe that in the first couple of rounds. I think they need to get impact players, but they certainly didn't tell us about them yesterday.
I don't feel like Mike Tomlin was either A, truthful, or B, correct when he said that they were able basically to fill a bunch of holes in free agency. I mean, they had an impactful free agency.
They filled some.
They sure did.
They filled some.
I mean, and the most important one, no doubt about that, in quarterback, and you spend more money on a guy like Patrick Queen than you ever have in free agency. I'm not going to totally disagree that they didn't help the club. I think they helped the club a lot, but I look at this team and I still think, yeah, they got four distinct holes and maybe five if you include defensive linemen in there.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. And I sort of wrote this for today that what they did in free agency sets up the draft that much more for me because it sort of it trains the focus on where they need to plug, where they need guys. We can sit here and argue about, you know, a tackle's a priority, a center's a priority, defensive line's a priority, corner, receiver. The answer is probably all of the above. It's just how you rank them. And I think that's what free agency accomplished. Like you're not looking at this and say, oh my gosh, there's, you know, 9-10 things. They're never going to be able to address all of these needs. I do think their needs are addressable. It's just a matter of which route you want to go, how the draft board breaks, what's available to them. And I understand different ways of thinking. To me, the number one priority is the offensive line. I think there are more holes there than other places on the roster. And I think there's a really great opportunity for them to do that. I think they've sort of told us that with some of the top 30 visits. That's another thing Tomlin talked about. He said, I think you guys are kind of overcooking the top 30 angle, but I'm not sure we are. I mean, that's one of the few kernels that we get, you know, covering the team, being around the team, seeing what they're interested in.
Jason, I know there's only been one game played and the second game will be tonight, but from what you've seen in the first game, do you think that the Penguins would have given a better fight than the Washington Capitals against the Rangers?
I absolutely do. Watching some of that as much as I could in and around the Pirates game last night, the Penguins, this is hard to articulate because they deserve to be there, but they don't deserve to be there. Right. Like the way they were playing at the end of the year, I think they would have absolutely done some damage. I think they so far, their style of play, what role they were on fits in this. At the same time, I look at what happened the previous 5 months and, well, they don't deserve to be there because they frittered away far too much and had dry spells that are inexcusable. And the power play was non-functional until it got Michael Bunting and all that stuff. So, yeah, I mean, if you're a Penguins fan, I completely understand watching this stuff and thinking like they could be there. They could absolutely be there.
I've had a lot of practice, Jason, at changing things in my mind so that it hurts less. Like 13-9, for example.
Wasn't that being a Pittsburgh sports
fan?
That's
exactly
right,
man. Like I think about the national championship in 2007. West Virginia would have got crushed. So the Pitt loss, it doesn't mean anything. Oh, the Penguins would have got swept by the Rangers. But I do happen to agree. Washington sucks. They can't score goals.
No, they're not good.
Oh,
no.
It's painful to watch those guys. They're going to play 4 or 5 games in this series, and however many games they play, they're going to score fewer goals than games played. It's just...
You know what, Adam? You know why that's so infuriating to me, too? Because you've wasted a great year from Crosby, Malkin, Letang, Carlson. Like, all of that's there. All of that's there because you either couldn't get goaltending at key moments. For some darn reason, I still can't figure it out. The power play can't score. Like, you don't have enough depth scoring. You didn't allow young guys to contribute enough. We can go down the list, but like the guts of the Penguins team is absolutely good enough. And when people want Kyle Dubas to blow it up or whatever, that's one reason why I tend to push back on it. You don't need to blow it up. You're there, but you need to do a better job in the margins of creating a winning hockey team.
They need to pivot. That's what he said, and I agree with that.
Pivot!
From Friends. All right, thank you, Jason, for your time as always, man. Good stuff.
Thank you, guys.
Take it easy. That's Jason Mackey from the Post-Gazette. Pivot!
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 We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.